I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On today's broadcast, an aviation ministry offers critical help to cyclone recovery teams in Mozambique. More on that in a moment. And I'll explain why Christians in Nepal are facing a growing threat. Last week, Cyclone Kenneth devastated northeast Mozambique. The cyclone came on the heels of Cyclone Idai, which hit the central areas of Mozambique 5 weeks ago. Winds from the storm reached 140 miles an hour, and the death tolls are expected to climb. So in this life-threatening situation, the only way that aid is deliverable to isolated communities is by air. And that's where Mission Aviation Fellowship, operating as Ambassador Aviation in Mozambique, is helping. MAF's Global Disaster Response Manager John Woodbury explains.
Right after the storm passed, we went up to Pemba, and we did aerial assessment footage just to help people see the scale and the scope of the damage. And what was different about this cyclone, it was almost like a tornado. There's a very tight band of damage, but it's substantial damage, probably 20 to 30 villages just pretty much flattened.
MAF is focusing on delivering aid to the islands just off of Mozambique's coast. For now, Woodbury says most villages on the coast are accessible by vehicle.
It's a dynamic situation with still some of the lingering weather. We're paying attention because a lot of the rain can cause floodings.
Pray for those who are suffering in Mozambique, and pray that those serving the cyclone survivors would be truly the hands and feet of Christ. From natural disaster, we turn to Ramadan, which begins on Sunday. It's a holy month of fasting observed each year by many of the world's 1.8 billion Muslims. Islam is the world's second largest religion, and Chris Ruge, director of our sister ministry Prayercast, tells us it would take an act of God to shake the foundations of Islam. That's exactly what he and the Prayercast team are praying for.
I'm asking God to do immeasurably more than any of us can ask or imagine.
Prayercast is also launching its Love Muslims video series on Sunday to coincide with Ramadan.
We're going to be releasing a brand new video every day so that we're all praying together during those 30 days. So each video includes a prayer by an MBB, a Muslim background believer, somebody who used to be a follower of Islam, who is now a follower of Jesus Christ.
If you have a heart for the Muslim world, visit us online to connect with Prayercast.
And our goal is that the church around the world will rally together in prayer, strategic and fervent prayer, using these videos in an ongoing basis. And let God lead as we pray for the things that we've heard, the things that we've read at the end of the video, and even other things that God puts on our heart as we're praying.
And in recent years, persecution of Christians in Nepal has risen considerably. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti tells us,
you will see support or at least cooperation from government authorities in certain areas of the country. And then in other areas, you'll hear reports of persecution and oppression of the Christians. And it has really come down to who are the local people and how vigilant or how adamant they are about trying to keep Nepal as a Hindu nation. We've seen things rise up again and again, attempts to really squelch the growth of Christianity in Nepal, but I think that it's starting to reach a critical mass.
Despite persecution, Podaiti says at a gathering, a government leader said the Christian population in Nepal has grown to about 10%. Much of this growth hinges on the boldness of local believers and their adamancy towards India.
India's big brother, and at any time, if India wants to close the borders, they could pretty much cripple that country. All of the things that that country needs for progress and development comes from India. If the Hindu Nationalist Party, the BJP, stays in power in India, they will certainly continue to put pressure on Nepal.
Pray boldness for believers in Nepal and India, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free resource called The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. This free book will only be available to the first 300 signups, and with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. It's also a reminder to pray, so get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.